From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. We'll open the hour with pianist David Hazeltine and his trio, with George Mraz on bass and Jason Brown on drums. This is from the album Impromptu, released on the Chesky label. It's a collection of famous classical pieces done in a jazz piano trio setting. Some of the composers represented here include Debussy, Tchaikovsky, Chopin, and the one we'll be hearing from, Beethoven. This is the trio's rendition of the Moonlight Sonata.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going back to 1962 for Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. From the album The Bridge, this was Sonny's comeback release. He went into early retirement in 1959, but re-emerged on the modern jazz scene with this album. He's in a quartet here with Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. We heard John S. Before that, another quartet, this time from 1985, calling themselves Palatino, composed of musicians from four different nations. From the U.S., trombonist Glenn Ferris. From Italy, trumpeter Paolo Fresu and drummer Aldo Romano. And from Algeria, bassist Michel Benita. From their self-titled release, Palatino, we heard Glenn's Walk. And we began the set and also the hour with David Hazeltine Trio. From Impromptu, we heard their rendition of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. We'll begin this set with another iconic sax player, Wayne Shorter, who first came to prominence in the late 50s as a member of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. This is a track from his debut album as a leader from 1959, the album Blues a la Carte, also known as Introducing Wayne Shorter, with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Here is Black Diamond. We'll be right back.
Ba-do-bye, ba-do-wee, ba-do-dee, shabba-wee, happened to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I thought lots about you, so I thought I'd pay the social call. Do you recall the old days? We used to have a ball. Not that I'm lonesome without you, I just thought I'd pay the social call. I'd lie and say things are just well, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. And if you just try to kiss me, I promise I won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting with this incidental, elemental, simple social call.
Thank you.
That's one from reedman Bud Shank, featured on flute on that track, from the album Bud Shank, Shorty Rogers, Bill Perkins. It's an album containing two separate Bud Shank quintet sessions from the mid-1950s. The session we heard from was recorded in May of 1955. Bud Shank featured on flute, alto, tenor, and baritone sax throughout the entire release. That quintet also featuring Bill Perkins on flute on that track. He also plays alto and tenor sax, with Jimmy Rolls on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. We heard Fluted Columns. The other session, recorded in March of 1954, features Shorty Rogers on flugelhorn, with Hampton Hawes on piano, Harry Babson on bass, and drummer Roy Hart. Before that, Italian singer Francesca Bertazzo Hart, from a 2015 release entitled The Teaneck Session, recorded in Teaneck, New Jersey, with George Cables on piano, Beppe Pilotto on bass, and Steve Williams on drums. We heard A Social Call, and we began the set with Wayne Shorter from his debut album as a leader. Introducing Wayne Shorter, we heard Black Diamond. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, leading his quartet recorded live at the jazz club Ethel's in Baltimore in 1987, with Kevin O'Connell on piano, Ed Howard on bass, and Vernel Fournier on drums. This is from the album Live at Ethel's, Arapaho.
Thank you.
holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigidaire. Sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest.
Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
A song written in 1938 by Hoagy Carmichael with lyrics by Frank Losser. Two Sleepy People, as performed here by the duo of American bassist and singer Nicky Parrott and Italian pianist and singer Rossano Sportiello, from one of several duet albums they've recorded together over the years, this one entitled Do It Again. Before that, a trio fronted by Pat Metheny on guitar from one of Pat's forays into straight-ahead jazz. From 1989 on the Geffen label, the album Question and Answer, with Dave Holland on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. It's a collection of both originals and jazz standards. We heard one of the latter, the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein classic, All the Things You Are. And we began our final set of the hour with a quartet, so we heard a quartet, then a trio, then a duo. The Clifford Jordan Quartet, recorded live in 1987. Arapaho, from Live at Ethel's, that album released on the Mapleshade label. As such, the piece is also included on a compilation from the label entitled The Best of Mapleshade, Volume 3, Jazz Grooves. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.